Our Help in Times of Trouble, written by Lynette Kittle and read by Kelly Givens. Today's verse is Psalm 121, verse 2. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. When trouble comes, what is our first reaction? Do we turn to God first, seeking his help? Or do we look first to other people, like family members, friends, or neighbors, to take care of us? Do we check to see what government programs there are to aid and assist us before going to God? Although God can work through all of the above to help us during times of trouble, he wants us to turn first to him for help before asking others for assistance. Yet, why do many of us choose to go to him as a last resort? Often, the enemy of our souls convinces us that God isn't willing to help us, especially if we've been the one to get ourselves into trouble. He convinces us that because we've messed up, we don't deserve God's help, and therefore we have no right to ask him because we aren't innocent in the situation. Even if so, God wants us to turn to him. Psalm 91:15 tells us, "He will call on me, and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him." God's willingness to help us is not determined on whether or not we're responsible for the troubles we're experiencing, but rather on his great compassion and mercy toward us. Isaiah 30:18 tells us how God longs to be gracious to us, to rise up and show us compassion. During times of distress, such as sickness, unemployment, and more, like Job's friends, there may be people who are quick to point fingers at us, as well as say things about God that aren't true. But rather than agreeing and joining in with them, John 10:10 explains that we need to recognize how the thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. Revelation 12:10 explains how Satan, the accuser of the brethren, accuses us day and night before God. So instead of letting accusations keep us away from God, we can turn to him. Psalm 34:17 describes, "The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles." Instead of being far away, as it may seem and feel to us at times, Psalm 145 tells us that the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth. God gives us a very clear picture of how he will respond to us when we turn to him in the day of trouble, as described in the story of the prodigal son who came to the end of his rope. Having nothing left but his failings and sin, he decided to return home to work as a servant. Luke 15:20 describes his father's response to his return. "So he got up and went to his father. While he was still a long way off, his father saw him and was filled with compassion for him. He ran to his son, threw his arms around him, and kissed him. As well, his father gave him new clothes and accessories and threw him a party, exclaiming, 'For this son of mine was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' So they began to celebrate." However, unlike the father's loving response, the prodigal's brother was angry by his brother's return, believing he didn't deserve to be welcomed back into the family. Sadly, like the prodigal brother, not everyone, including family and friends, may be supportive of God's forgiveness and favor to us in times of trouble. Yet, despite their feelings and disapproval, we can turn to him in our deepest disappointments and failures, knowing he will be compassionate and not reject us or turn away from us. As Psalm 46:1 reminds us, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening to Your Daily Bible Verse, a production of the Salem Web Network. If you enjoyed what you heard today, we'd love for you to head over to iTunes and rate and review our podcast. It really does help people find us. This episode was produced by our managing editor, Kelly Givens, and recorded and edited by Stephen Sanders. Be sure to come back tomorrow as we examine more of God's Word.
Christmas. For most kids, it's the most joyful time of the year. But this Christmas, 1.5 million children will spend the holiday separated from a parent because their mom or dad is behind bars. Prison Fellowship Angel Tree needs churches in our communities to volunteer to bless local children with a gift, the gospel, and a loving message from their parent. I believe this is an incredible opportunity for our listeners to share the love of Jesus this Christmas. Many of Prison Fellowship's partner churches continue ministry to local Angel Tree families after Christmas is over. Through this ongoing care, Prison Fellowship Angel Tree strengthens and encourages families every day. Angel Tree wouldn't be possible without the help of faithful volunteers. If you're ready to make an eternal impact in your community, please register today at angeltree.org/church. That's angeltree.org/church.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
I'm Don Hawkins, and I once heard Chick-fil-A founder Truett Cathy say, "You can tell if a person needs encouragement, check to see if they're breathing." I'd like to invite you to my weekly podcast, Encouragement for You, featuring encouraging guests like Dr. Greg and Aaron Smalley, Dan Cathy, the late Dr. Frank Menrith, Josh McDowell, and more. To subscribe to my weekly Encouragement for You podcast, go to lifeaudio.com. That's lifeaudio.com.